it's still coming from my webcam. Hold on.
Alright, now we are recording with my brand new fine microphone. I'm going to call it a fine. It's Fifine, or Fifine. And I'm just talking. Like, this is my normal volume. This is my regular talking voice. A little more amplified because I am speaking as if I'm speaking to the whole room. Brand new mic. This is cool. I'm going to adjust the different settings real quick. There's a plus here. I'm going to add a plus. This is from behind the mic. This is in front of my face. This is to the right. This is to the left. I can't snap with my left hand. I just realized. Well, I can. It's just not as strong as my right hand. So that's me trying to snap with my left hand. That's me snapping with my right hand. I wonder if that's directional. I know that that's an option on my mic. Let's see. Interesting. Okay, I'm going to stop for a second and go get my wonderful moving blanket. Oh, crap. No, I'm not doing it. Okay, give me a second. So, I currently have a moving blanket over my head. I hope it's making the sound very nice and clear, but I have a moving blanket over my head. It's heavier than I thought it was going to be. I'm also now, I have my headphones plugged into the mic to monitor my voice, and I hate my voice. I really do. I bought this for my podcast. So it's been such a long time since I've done Maris's voice. So Maris's voice is a little higher up. She's a little more optimistic than I am. She's a little more excited about life. And everything seems just fine for her. And so sometimes I speak very up here. And she's like, if anyone's looking for a book, there we go, I found it. Anyone looking for a good book? I'm going to tell you a story. It's not going to be a good one because I'm going to make it up as I go. So once upon a time, there was a girl. There's always a girl in these stories, isn't there? You never really hear once upon a time there was a boy. Not much, not anymore, because the stories that we're interested in are the ones about girls. In the boy stories, they usually either die or become the hero. Those are the two options afforded them. But in a girl's story, there's so many awful things that can happen. So many dangers we have to warn girls of that we've created so many stories to remind them of what virtues we want them to hold and of what happens when they stray from those. This isn't one of those kinds of stories. Once upon a time, there was a girl and she thought no one knew she existed. When she walked into a room, she thought no one saw her. When she spoke, she thought no one heard. But everyone saw her. And everyone heard. They just knew that she was shy. And a little clumsy and a little strange. They didn't hate her. They didn't dislike her in any way. They just knew that she preferred to be apart because she was terrified of what it meant to be part of the group. And so they let her think she was invisible, though they saw her every time she walked in the room. And they let her think that no one could hear her when they wrote down every word that came out of her mouth. And one day, she discovered their writings and a couple of recordings. And what should have delighted her to have known that she existed in the minds and the hearts of others terrified her. She didn't know what to do with it. What do you do when you realize that everything you do affects others? It's terrifying, isn't it? I don't know what the girl did. This isn't that kind of story. This is a mic test.
I'm getting from under this blanket. All right, that's enough. Hey everyone, this is Alsha Brown, writer, producer, general creator, I guess, of Maris's Wandering Library. I have a new mic, as you just heard from my very strange late night mic test, but I do want to come on here and thank everyone who has listened to my stories so far. I am so excited every time I see that someone has listened to it and someone has talked about it on Twitter. It makes me so happy. So thank you all for not only listening to the things that come out of my brain, but like letting me know when you like something. I really do appreciate it. I know that Maris and I have been gone for a long time, but we are coming back. So new episodes should be here, and hold me to this. Yell at me on Twitter if you want to. Should be coming at the end of March. Yay! New episode in March, and I'm going to try to keep to a monthly schedule, emphasis being on try. Listen, it's been a crazy 2 years. I'm with my day job and everything, I really do have to put my focus in my work, but this is one of the best creative outlets in my life. So I really do want to keep going and be consistent about Maris and the stories that she likes to tell. So we will be back. It's just me. I'll be back soon with full episodes and full stories for you to listen to and enjoy. Again, thank you all so, so much for listening to me. It means the world. It really does. All right, I'm going to shut up. See you at the end of the month. We're opposites, but like a puzzle, we fit. We're opposites.